there's a certain tension when we daven. On the one hand, dalifne miyata aimet. We have to know in front of whom we stand. We have to understand that we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking to the creator of heaven and earth. If we don't understand that, then it's not even davening. It's a kavana which is ma'akev tefillah. It's an essential component part of tefillah is an awareness that we're talking to Hashem. On the other hand, when we refer to Hashem, he's Kel Elyon, he's the supreme power. And this supreme power, says Avraham, the brother of Vilna Gaon, Kel Elyon is something that we just have no hasag of. It's just impossible for human beings to conceive of infinity. Think about it for a second. We have finite minds, we have limited minds. Yes, it's true, we can do simple mathematics, we can do simple arithmetic, 3 times 3, 9 times 9, 10 times 10, yeah, fine. Add in a few more digits, maybe we'll manage. But the moment you start doing anything complex, 32,323,822.135 multiplied by 32,333,423,854.1379, we can barely remember the numbers. If we can, we certainly can't do that multiplication in our head because we're limited. And therefore, when we're talking about our awareness of Hashem, that we're okay with not understanding. Meaning there's a fundamental difference between understanding that Hashem exists, that we can know, and understanding what Hashem is. He's Kel Elyon. He's a Kel Mistata. He's concealed. We have no Hasag. Have no Hasag of what Kodesh Baruch Hu is. It's interesting that the Yesod V'Sheresh Avoda says that the words Kel Elyon are meant to be said b'simcha atzuma, with tremendous joy. Tremendous joy that Hashem is ne'elam b'shmei m'raymim, that Hashem is concealed in the uppermost heavens. Why is that a source of simcha? Perhaps the simcha comes for security, and the awareness that I'm okay with things that I don't understand and can't understand. I'm okay with that. I'm not wracked with doubts. There's an acceptance and a joy of that acceptance. That I am aware of the fact that I am a limited, finite human being. And therefore there are limits to my intellect. I'm being shalom with that. I'm being okay with things that I don't know. And being able to continue nonetheless, and being able to daven nonetheless, rather than being racked by doubts, getting into just some kind of impossible thought process of, but what if this, and what if that, and maybe this, and maybe that, where we are plagued by the unknowable, where we just can't stop ourselves from thinking, what if, what if, what if. Is an acceptance of our limits, an awareness of Hashem being in control, and the simcha that comes from that is a simcha atzuma, says the Yesod V'Sheresh HaAvodah. So there's a joy of an awareness of what we don't understand, which goes hand in hand with an absolute awareness of whom we are davening to. It's a beautiful holy tension, and something we need to experience when we daven.